Sun, far away, away, away. I think I can show you.
Turns on 89.7 WUWM.
Like Fet continues on Milwaukee Public Radio, I'm Audrey Nowakowski.
And I'm Bonnie North. After 4 years, Milwaukee's The Vitrolan Republic is releasing a new album tonight. For the Love Spun Ramblings and Ghosts in Our Shoes is the group's third release.
This latest effort features more of the chamber folk sounds of brothers Nick and Jordan Waraska, along with Chuck Lawton and Benjamin Schaefer, though it builds from earlier efforts with the addition of percussionist Schaefer.
Ahead of their release show this evening at Company Brewing in River West, the quartet stopped by to play an acoustic set, starting with this tune, Barbed Wire Heart.
Me your sweet melody and fall to the sea. Oh, dance till our hearts fill the room soon, drunk from the light of.
Barbed Wire Heart. Vitrolan Republic back in the studio here at Lake Effect. Guys, I have missed you. That sounds fantastic.
Thank you.
It is so great to see and hear you again here in the studio. New album, obviously. This is from the new album.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
And I know that's you're having a big party tonight to celebrate that. But you've been gigging, obviously writing a lot. You sound terrific.
Yeah, we've been hit away a little bit. We've been trying to... We all have other things we do, but when we come together, we've really been trying to record and write as much as possible. And it's been really rewarding to see it all come together. It's been about 3 years of just writing songs and then maybe the last year of getting together and putting it down with, you know, with digitally and microphones and, you know, awkwardly doing takes and kind of writing as we perform, really. You know, it's not like we have everything planned out. These songs grew a lot, too. We had a chance to battle test them against some of our reoccurring gigs that we had here in town. And we've really just been trying to record and almost get away from just playing a lot and just trying to make as much good music with the four of us as possible. But it's been really rewarding to see it all come together.
Yeah, I bet.
I think it's been interesting too. Our last album for Highbrow Sideshows and Rowboat Serenades took us around 4 years to create as well. that process was great and rewarding, and being able to kind of tour that album a little bit. But as soon as that album was done, it was like the floodgates opened up for all this new material that the kernels and nuggets of ideas were kind of just shoved aside while we were focused on the recording process. And then it was almost as soon as that was done, it was, okay, we've got some new ideas for new songs, and we'd write them and kind of play them out at shows, like you said. And then about a year after that, we started, well, let's try to beat the curve from last time, and let's start recording now. And we did that, and then 4 years later, now this album is
done. So it still took 4 years.
It still took a while, and like Jordan said, the last year has definitely been a concerted, focused effort to finish that out, and some really great songs came out of that kind of forced is maybe too strong a word, but that dedication, that time in the studio, that effort that we put in to make something happen, to be inspired by the process, by getting everyone together and be like, we got to do this.
So is the writing process different on this album than it was on the previous one? Or is it just maybe a distillation of what you were already doing and you just take it another step?
Well, one thing that I think needs to be mentioned is that the last CD release party, we met Ben at the show. So that was something pretty epic because we met him at that show. And then I think since it pretty much was the day one of getting to know him and very quickly becoming part of the band and changing how we were writing, there's another mind. Anybody who's familiar with our last album or anything prior to this album, we never really had percussion worked so deeply into how it was written. It was always added to it later. Nobody was really holding it down consistently as a full time. And basically, since meeting Ben, we get together always, all of us as a four piece in terms of rehearsing, writing, playing together. Kind of, you know, it's just like a just like anything. You add another color to the canvas, the entire piece needs to change to be a complete piece. So that was part of the 4 years too. So I mean, you know, working in who we are as four people instead of three is a big deal. Percussion in general, we've never worked with. So like for Jordan and I, we've never played with percussion because we grew up classically trained. So you don't really play with drums ever. So it's just one of those things with so much music in our lives, but never working with that. So it was actually a lot of fun to have that on the palette.
And I have to say that I had forgotten that you weren't here the last time. And that's a positive thing because it seems to me like this is just an organic part of the sound.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. Adam Duritz from Counting Crows talked about how you go into the studio and you write an album and then you tour on the album. And when you're on tour, at some point near the end is when you first start to like just get a kernel of what the idea of the song is. And it's like I was a part that came in and all of a sudden like we had to get a new idea of what the songs were and what potential songs could be. And I think you know, it takes a while for you to write parts, but it also takes a while for you to understand like the method and dynamic and relationship amongst the musicians as well. I think it needed 4 years to like get to a point where like when we play together, we understand what we're doing, I think.
Well, and you also, you're writing as a group. So every part is important. Everybody's input is important. And without one of those pieces, there is something missing.
Yeah. I think a lot of these songs have seen like their third and fourth life already. And I think there's going to be more to all of them as well. Like we just keep changing and keep swapping stuff out. And, you know, you gotta push the envelope, I think.
So, Nick, you were saying, you know, you didn't grow up with this. But does it feel like having Ben now is just natural, that you couldn't do it without him?
Absolutely. Yeah.
There's shows where we try, right? Ben can't make it. And we're like, well, let's still do it. And it's like,
we can do this without percussion because it doesn't have a melody line or whatever things are like, you know, it's not to put in, take any gravitas away from percussion, but, you know, you can do it without it. But I'd have to say I'd favor against it.
Yeah.
Well, what we end up doing is trying to change what that show is going to be. So, let's do it all acoustic then instead. So, right, we're giving our audience something different that they wouldn't see at a regular show.
And also, like, the way that both Ben plays and how we wanted our music to be and not knowing how to work with percussion, how the way that it formulated together, it's not just tempo. It's like a whole other instrument. coming in and out and working with the negative space really well. And
so, well, I was going to say, it sounds to me like it's just another melody instrument that and harmony instrument that's coming in and out. I mean, rhythmic, yes, but, you know, to me, when percussion and drums works, it's when somebody approaches it the same way you'd approach a violin or banjo or ukulele. You know, it's like it's got something to say and it's got a way to say it.
For sure. I think you have the opportunity to add to kind of the emotive quality of a song if, you know, if something is you know, angsty or emotional, anything like that, you can add to it with different sounds. It's also, I'm playing with like an old kick drum that resonates forever, and like it kind of has like a, it feels like it has like a heartbeat or something. So I like futzing with that. It's fun.
Yeah. Well, it sounds it. It sounds it. Now, you, talking about something different that an audience doesn't get, you are acoustic here. Whereas normally there would be a lot more. You'd have a piano, you'd have a keyboard, you'd have more electronics and stuff. And it's nice to hear it this way. How does it feel to play it?
This is where we started. This is where we came from, you know, sitting at home as brothers saying, are we done with classical? No, but let me try picking up Dad's guitar and let's see what happens.
Yeah. It's all the acoustic stuff.
That's really where we came from, and it's always enjoyable to go back. We do a lot of gigs where it's just the instruments, and it seems pure, and you strip everything down to what the lyrics really mean and push that melody into a really heartfelt place.
It's nice to strip away all the production and still have the songs kind of stand on their own.
Well, let's hear another song. I'm anxious to hear something else from the new album. What do you think?
What do we got, guys? What do we want to play?
Fumbling Fool.
Let's do it. Okay. Yeah, a lot of these songs, they, you know, it was kind of an echo chamber of what we were all going through in the last 4 years. We ended up losing a lot of people, you know. There's a lot of death, and but there's a lot of great things that happened too. But I know when I write it, it seemed to color some of the lyrics because of what we were going through, and it was just a lot of people close to us, and some of us got married, some of us had kids, and some of us just lost a lot of family members. And we wanted this album, as it formed in front of us, and getting perspective, to kind of dedicate it to those people and to kind of have this ode to how they made us feel. And it was kind of, without even knowing it, it shaped that way, and the album shaped that way. But this tune I wrote for my now wife. This is called The Fumbling Fool.
A Fumbling Fool, Vitrola Republic in Lake Effects Performance Studio. Gentlemen, that was lovely.
Thank you. Thank you for having
that
us.
That beautiful song. Beautiful song. I was thinking as I was listening to that, that I'm hoping that you guys don't sequester yourself away too much over the next few months or so, because I think we want to hear you. Are you planning to be out and about now that the album is done and you're launching it?
Yeah, very much so. We really want to share. Now's the time to share what we've created and share what we've, the four of us, have done together, and really just have fun and enjoy and hand out as many copies of the album as possible.
Do you have a tour planned, a formal tour, or are you working on that? Or
we don't really have a booking agent or an agent or a record contract, so it's really about the moments in between all of our day jobs and just getting together and playing and rehearsing to find gigs. So we're going to play as much as we possibly can and take the best gigs and go from there.
Is there a thought that this will become full-time at some point? Or do you not want to even... Is it necessary to have the balance of the day jobs to make the rest of this work?
I think it's important to note that our day jobs are predominantly things we love doing. So we're really blessed to have that. And I think that's where the struggle comes in. You know, we're each pursuing simultaneous things that we totally love. And music is definitely on the roster. It's just, you know, music is, I'll speak personally for myself. Even when you take something you love and you do it every single day, and then you start to turn it into kind of like something that generates a lot of revenue and you get, you know, more feedback and client and paid for it, it does sometimes become hard to hold on to that nugget of why you do it every single day. So you give it away a little bit. And for music, in a way, it's been protected. We don't do it for anyone but ourselves at all. I don't do music except with this band. And music's been a part of mine and I think all of our lives for my entire life. So it's interesting. It's remained in the kind of the land before time over there. Everything's really green and pretty and all the dinosaurs are getting along and everything's wonderful. So, you know, it's not that I'm afraid. I definitely don't live in fear for anything, but it'll be interesting, I think, if something does crack the mold or we do get some interest in people wanting to, you know, represent us or take us out or show us some I would say, what do you say, possibilities, opportunities. If opportunities arise, I would love to entertain them. We'll see what that, and then we'll see what happens. Well, I'd say now that more than ever, though, I think the artillery's built up enough so that we can get, if we were to get out there, we could be wise enough to protect why we're doing it.
Right, you don't lose the love of it from because of the commercial aspect of it. Yeah, that's always a thing, is that you end up hating the thing you love because you have to make a living at it. And
yeah.
It's a vicious cycle. You know, for professional musicians, it's a vicious thing.
Yeah, because if you care about it, it's emotional. It's just like anything. You know, relationships are always the hardest because you care. You love.
So tell me about tonight. This is the album release. Mm-hmm. What stage are you playing on?
We'll be at Company Brewing in River West. Incidentally, it's the same venue where our last CD release was held.
The same building,
right. It was known as Stonefly Brewery then, but really excited to come back. Yeah, it's going to be great.
Very cool. And so it's the whole. You can play the whole album?
We'll play the whole album and some good favorites. Grasping at Straws will be opening for us, which they're fantastic, and we're really happy to have them be part of this this night for us and the experience and all that.
Very cool. And you'll have to come back sooner than 5 days. Will you promise?
We'll be back tomorrow. What time?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you'll be the house band for Lake Effect. That's perfect.
I think we've built up like a momentum now, a little bit. You know, like now that we've had 4 years to acclimate to, you know, new member, new style of writing, new music, I think it'll move a little bit quicker now.
Two and a half years?
I'm thinking.
Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
Right. Have it. Yeah. Sounds. Just say, we're going to have the time.
Yeah.
And it just sounds really good. Yeah. Well, gentlemen, I cannot thank you enough for coming in and playing some acoustic versions of the songs off the new album. What are you going to play us out with?
We're going to play a tune that was written for my grandfather and his brother. They played in Milwaukee in the big swing bands, the Airmen of Swing, the Allen Bradley Swing Band, and they were brothers growing up, much like my brother and I now. They played accordion and violin together, so we didn't fall too far from the tree unknowingly. My grandfather was also a woodworker like me, and when he passed away, I found the lyrics for this song, and it's called Leonard and Leroy.
Petroleum Republic plays a release show for their new album called For the Love Spun Ramblings and Ghosts in Our Shoes this evening. It's at Company Brewing in River West.